He's the Wanderers captain, and Bankwest will be absolutely humming on the weekend, of course, for the Sydney Derby. Mitch Duke joins us. Welcome again to the Big Sports Breakfast, mate.
Yeah, it's good to be on board, guys. Thanks for having me.
No worries, mate. I've got to apologise too, because you probably come in on the phone there and you're just hearing Laurie talk about cakes and presents and stuff. He's turned 50 on the weekend, Loz, so we're just sort of having a bit of a celebration for his birthday.
Oh, nice. The half a century. Not too bad.
Hopefully another half century to go.
That's it.
Talking of centuries, Western Sydney Wanderers, mate, playing back home, Bankwest, Sydney FC, 30,000 people there on the weekend. The atmosphere will be sensational.
Oh, mate, I can't wait, to be fair. I'm hearing it's pretty much sold out now already as well, so it's going to be a great occasion. I think a crazy atmosphere, and what better time to do it with both teams, actually, two wins on the trot to start the season, so there's a lot on the line. Top of the table clash already. So it's going to be a big game.
Yeah. You won your first two games, as you mentioned, Mitch. What have you put that down to start the season off? To be fair, wasn't the best year for the Wanderers last year, but there looks to be more resolve around this team, a lot of mental strength.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think all the boys are just a bit hungrier, out to prove a point, really, from the last few seasons. The boss has also set a certain expectation of us as well. So we just go out each game and pretty much just go out with the winning mentality and not letting these guys, any team that we come across, put us on show, really. And we want to go out there and get those 3 points, take it game by game. We set ourselves targets at the beginning of the year, and those targets are to be at the top of the table. So it's got to be done.
The tab... and a lot of punters listen to this show, mate. The Tab have got you outsiders against Sydney FC. They've got them favourites. I think that's on the back of the last sort of couple of derbies. Mate, a lot of punters, how can you guys sell yourselves to the punters as why they should be getting on you and why you will be beating Sydney FC on Saturday night?
Oh, well, look, to be fair, we're happy to be underdogs in this game. You know, I think Sydney FC deservingly probably do. Can take that as they've dominated the derby the last few years. I think they're like 13 games or something like that, unbeaten or something like that. So for us, that makes us hungrier, you know, and we're back at our home ground. We've been away from home for the last three seasons. So, you know, it's all for us to take now. You know, and if it's anything to go by these first two games, we're also not at the best peak of our performances yet. So we're only getting better, which is a scary thing to think that we've also gotten two wins on the trot. So Sydney FC are going to have a game on their hands, and I reckon we can take them out.
Yeah, Mitch, you spoke about the hunger and the desire, but structurally and your systems that you had in place last year, have they changed at all? Are you still just in, or have you just built on the back of what you employed last year?
Yeah, I think we recruited really well in the off season. We brought in a lot of experienced players, and through the spine of our structure, you know, we brought in Dylan McGowan, Matt German, Piemen Swegler, Alex Meyer. That's all through the centre of the pitch, you know, through our defence, central midfield, and our striker. So that's a lot of experience, especially with Alex Meyer and Piemen playing years and years in the Bundesliga, a top league in Europe. You know, for them to bring that experience and quality to us is a massive help, as well as just that strong structure in the back. I think our defensive game has improved tenfold compared to last season, which is a massive boost, because the last few seasons, I think the attack has been all right. We've created a lot of chances, but we always were conceding goals. You know, at the back end of last season, we'll be winning the game 3-1 and still lose the game 4-3. But that's not happening this year. So I think that's just a massive difference.
And what have those guys that have come from the Bundesliga, what have they said? I mean, obviously it's only early days, but are they surprised by the pace of our game, the physicality of our game here?
To be fair, I actually haven't asked them that question. I'll be curious to see what their answer is. I'd have to ask him. But I definitely don't think it's an easy contest, that's for sure. You know, I think some of the boys are quite surprised about how physical the league is. As they've seen in our pre-season as well, Pierman was like, oh my God, you guys run like crazy. So it's obviously a bit of a shock to the system for him as well. But what they've brought to the team is just something you can't just teach. You know, the experience they've brought to us is just a massive help. And the young, we've got so many young boys as well to learn off that. And for me as well, I've I'm not a young boy anymore, but I'm even learning off, you know, the quality they have, and the positions they make on the pitch, and the decision-making they do on the pitch as well. It's just been a massive help to the team.
Your opponents on the weekend, Sydney FC, what are their strengths and what's the key to shutting them down?
I think we just need to put in a complete 90-minute performance. As you've seen on the weekend, I thought Wellington Phoenix had dominated them most of the game. But with a team like Sydney FC, they're programmed to win and they find ways to win. So we've got to shut those avenues down, any chance they start to create anything in the attack, because they do find ways to win no matter what circumstances in the game. You know, when they're back up, they're under the pump and things like that, they still find ways to win. So we've really got to shut them down. They've got a lot of quality in attack. So if we're strong in our defence, as we've been, I think we could really take them out and punish them in attack. We've got a lot of quality up attack as well.
All right, mate. Well, enjoy Saturday night. Enjoy the experience, mate. As I said, you alluded to it, that, and I think I saw on social media too, that it is very, very close to a sellout, if not already a sellout there at Bankwest. The place will be absolutely off its head, and I hope you guys get the result the crowd want.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Hopefully we can celebrate with all the fans and create that atmosphere that we've been missing the last few seasons.
Beautiful. Thanks, Mitch.
Too easy, guys. Thanks for that.